Representative Brad Klippert's day job is working for the Benton County Sheriff's Department as a deputy. On the evening of the 2020 election, Klippert was transporting a person in custody over the pass. When Klippert turned on the radio the next morning after spending the night, results had changed.
And then when they started counting ballots again, a dramatic spike in the change in the direction of the elections took place in several different states. So it's stuff like that that came to my attention that causes me to believe that there is something specific that happened in the 2020 elections that needs attention.
Klippert has been looking for evidence of election fraud and has called for a full forensic audit of the election in Washington State. In August 2021, Klippert and two other Washington State legislators attended the Cyber Symposium in South Dakota, sponsored by Trump supporter Mike Lindell, and asked for travel cost reimbursement from taxpayers. Washington State paid $4,361 for the lawmakers' hotels and flights to the conference. Klippert gave a two-minute speech at the symposium.
A full forensic audit proviso for next year's budget. I also asked staff to work on legislation to support that budget. So we're already on work at this in Washington State before I came here.
Klippert explained that he has been looking at Washington State's election law. This 89 pages long piece of legislation is what Klippert and staff have been going through line by line.
It's just going through Washington State election laws, page by page, sentence by sentence, to make sure we take out all the opportunities for fraudulent activities. And it's pervasive.
Klippert says each of the county auditors have their own way of running elections. And Klippert says that in 2020, 17% of registered voters in Benton County didn't vote.
And many of them say, I don't vote because my vote doesn't count. Somebody else's vote is going to override it, or the fraudulent activity will, so they just throw it in the trash. That's unacceptable to me. I want them to feel confident when they cast their vote.
On January 31st, 2022, Klippert held a virtual town hall and said that in 2 weeks, he'd be flying to Seattle to meet with someone that would be giving him evidence that there was election integrity issues in the 2020 election. The person he met with was Seth Keschel. Keschel has written extensively on the 2020 election regarding excess votes going to Joe Biden, contentions that have been widely debunked. Northwest Public Broadcasting has asked Klippert for evidence he says he has of widespread voter fraud. Klippert will be hosting another event on April 2nd with Seth Keschel as special guest, and has said all evidence of fraudulent activity will be revealed at this event held at a local church. When asked about elections in Benton County, in which Klippert resides, and the local election official Brenda Chilton, whom Klippert shares party affiliation with, Klippert says that he highly respects her and has asked her to run for Secretary of State. Chilton has told Klippert there is little fraud in Benton County.
If there's any fraudulent activity, to me that is unacceptable, because I need to be able to go to the voters and say, we have done everything with Washington State election laws to eliminate every possible avenue of voter fraud that could possibly take place.
Klippert has held elected office in Benton County since 2008, winning re-election each time he has run. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.